You've heard Chef Eric Williams on the show in the past. He is the owner of Virtue Restaurant, and I always love looking at your website, Chef, just because it reminds me that you include kindness in what you do every day. I think that's an important virtue.
Absolutely, and thank you so much for having me, as always. I really appreciate you guys.
So, gumbo for good. There's nothing better than gumbo. Tell everybody about this campaign.
Well, gumbo is, you know, it's a one-pot dish that brings people together to sup and enjoy each other's presence. And it's also a dish that is rooted in New Orleans and has had many iterations over the years as it's traveled north and around our country. And so we just think it's a fun way to engage both our diners and to engage chef friends around, you know, celebrating a meal, celebrating community, bringing people together, and offering an opportunity to those who are in need of them.
Absolutely. Sounds like you're in the kitchen right now, are you?
I am in the restaurant. Yes, I am.
Okay. Are you at Virtue or are you at Daisy's Po' Boy? Where are you?
I'm over at Daisy's right now.
That's wonderful. You must have been devastated because I know that you must have a soft spot in your heart for New Orleans. And most of us who do were devastated by what we saw happen on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I mean, most of my family is here. But we also have team members who are recent transports from New Orleans. And what affects one of us affects all of us.
Absolutely. And really, that is the origin of gumbo, right? Didn't it come out of New Orleans? And I know the variations are wide, but it all starts with the roux.
It absolutely starts with the roux. And yes, the origins are from New Orleans.
And so tell everybody about the Gumbo for Good program, because I know it's been important for you to make a difference in the lives of others and in this community, and that's who this helps, right?
Yes. Yeah, so we have Virtue Leadership Development, which has a focus on developing and training inner city folk that want to get into the hospitality field, and more importantly, into restaurants. So we identify skills that they currently have and help them utilize those skills to become more efficient, more effective, and validated in the space where we think is probably one of the clearest opportunities for people to excel.
Chef Eric Williams was named Innovator of the Year by Nation's Restaurant News in 2023. That's just one of the many accolades that have been bestowed upon him because of the difference he makes, not just in the kitchen and the food he serves to the people who visit his restaurants, but the people that you take under your wing. And I think for a long time, maybe people didn't perceive there was great leadership in the hospitality industry, especially in the kitchens in some of the finer restaurants. And has that changed? I mean, was it like that when you were coming up, or because it wasn't like that, have you made it a point to be there to help other people and teach them how to lead? Did I lose him? I think I lost him.
Busy in the kitchen.
Yeah, he's like, there must have been some kind of something that grabbed his attention. Or, yeah, Drew's like, hang on a second, hang on, I'm going to try and get him back up. Sometimes maybe he just was busy and pushed mute or something like that. But so they partner with some incredible Chicago chefs for Gumbo for Good, and it is to benefit the Virtue Leadership Development Program. It is a nonprofit, and Virtue Restaurant is in Hyde Park. It's Southern food. People rave about it. And then Daisy's Po' Boy. Is he back? You're back. You're back, Chef? Let me click you up there.
I'm back.
We lost you for a second. Did you witness that leadership when you were starting out in kitchens, or is that something that's been a focus of yours because you saw a lack of leadership?
Well, I experienced the leadership. I grew up in kitchens, but there wasn't as much leadership of color. And
right.
So upon having that opportunity, we have worked really, really hard to expand that narrative and to create a greater impact as it relates to leadership of color that focuses directly on folk, you know, coming from the inner city, all over our city, that want opportunity.
And so that's just helping create new entrepreneurs. So when people come to Daisy's Po' Boy and Tavern during this Gumbo for Good campaign, what can they expect?
They can expect deliciousness. We've got some of our favorite chefs showing up week after week and doing their own take on gumbo. So, you know, if anyone knows anything about a chef, they take everything that works and breaks it and then reinvents it. So we won't be doing traditional gumbo each week. Daisy's Po' Boy and Tavern traditional gumbo will always be served, but we will also have other options for people to come in and try something new and just have fun with the whole experience.
So who are some of the chefs? Who are you featuring?
Well, we're going to be featuring Dominique Leach from Lexington Betty Smokehouse. We have Lee Woolen, the acclaimed chef at the Boca Group. We have Rob Levitt from Public and Quality Meat, and Beverly Kim from Parachute, High Five, and Aniela.
Wow, this is among the best in Chicago, and that really speaks to the friendship and the collaborative effort that chefs in Chicago seem to share that we might not see in other cities.
I think a lot of our cities are collaborating, but they may not have the same mix of amazing chefs that we have, and so we just want to highlight what we do and do well in Chicago, and we want our city to be able to celebrate that.
Well, I love what you celebrate at Virtue and at Daisy's Po' Boy, and we encourage everybody to get in there for Gumbo for Good. We were talking about words that I mispronounce on the air, and today one of them was, I was told it was turmeric, when I always say turmeric, and the other one was restaurateur instead of restaurateur. When I'm talking to someone like you, does it make any difference whether I say restaurateur or restaurateur?
No, you know, I think restaurateurs want to prove themselves important, but the reality is plumbers don't call themselves plumateurs when they have more than one plumbing facility, and I don't think anybody cares whether you say tomato or tomato. It's just a sticking point depending on what side of the nation you're on. It's just not that big a deal.
I love that. Thank you so much. I will not be shamed on our text line anymore, people. Stop it, because I got the word from Eric Williams. Thank you, Chef. We appreciate you joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate you guys bringing me on. And we look forward to doing more for our community and for our city.
Absolutely. We depend on you for that. That is Chef Eric Williams. You know him from Virtue, and Daisy's Po' Boy and Tavern is where they will be hosting the Gumbo for Good campaign. So make sure you stop in there and check that out.